Getting ready to get a blessing. Brother Shane and Dan is going to come up this morning. He's going to speak to us. It's been my privilege and my honor to be not only a co-worker of Brother Shane, but to be very good friends with him for quite a long time. And I can tell you from firsthand experience and spending many, many hours with Brother Shane, we started off at the church together, working maintenance and groundskeeping together. And we had many, many, many conversations through those years. And I tell you what, he has a burning desire to see lives change through Jesus Christ. And he is very serious and very passionate about this ministry that he's going to be able to share a little bit more with you about in a moment. And he's put months and months of preparation into this and to what he's going to speak on to you today. So please sit up and listen and give a big round of applause for Brother Shane and Dan.
Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to John chapter 8. And then if you... haven't received a handout, if you would, please raise your hand. The ushers are going to come forward, and I want to make sure you get a handout because there's some verses on here that we're going to be looking at, and there's some great principles that you can take home and study throughout the week. So keep your hand up, and they'll make sure to get a handout to you. For those who are using the Pew Bible, at the top of the handout, we got the Pew Bible page number. It's 1109. So you can turn there. John chapter 8. Let me get there myself. You know, there's a sad fact of life, and that's we live in a world of strife, conflict, and struggle. It's just a fact of life. It's something we got to accept. You turn on the TV, it's what you see. It's struggle, conflict. In fact, there's many people in the world that are caught, they're stuck in a life of struggle and bondage. Bondage to drugs, bondage to alcohol, bondage to nicotine, bondage to pornography, food. I knew somebody addicted to football. You know, I've said before in services I preached, I knew a guy, he could quote every football player every time a game was played, but he didn't know his kids' birthdays. You know, hey, that's an addiction. The list goes on and on and on. Man, there's people that are caught in this bondage. In fact, there's not too many families around that don't struggle or have someone in their family that's struggling with some form of bondage in their life. Here's just a few statistics. It's estimated that over 3 million teens, ages 14 to 17 in the United States, are alcoholics. And folks, since this statistic was made, I'm sure those numbers are higher. 3 million teens, alcoholics. Alcohol, listen to this one, is a factor in nearly half of America's murders, suicides, and accidental deaths. 50%. Here's the big one that hit me. One out of three families in America reported that alcohol has caused trouble in their families. One out of three. Folks, look around the room. Chances are you're looking at someone that may be struggling with that bondage. Now listen, that's only three statistics. And that's only focused on alcohol. Man, when we start looking at all the statistics and all the statistics on drugs, pornography, gambling, food addictions, and the cost, not just in dollar value, but in lives lost of this bondage, it's unbelievable. Makes you wonder if there's any hope. Listen, the only hope from these struggles is to find freedom from them. You got to find freedom from these struggles. It's the only way. It's the only way to have hope. And listen, there's a lot of solutions out there. There's a lot of sources out there that are promising freedom. And listen, a lot of them are great, a lot of them are wonderful, but what they do is they physically take you out of the problem. You know, there's your problem. They get you away from the problem. But you still have this deep void in your heart, and the struggle is still there. That's not freedom, folks. That is not freedom. it still leaves you searching to fill that void in your life. Listen, stories abound. I've talked to countless of people who say, you know, I stopped smoking for 3 years. Well, what happened? Man, family member got in a car accident. They were just struggling. The stress was just too much. Started smoking again. Man, I haven't had a... I stopped drinking for 10 years. Well, what happened? Well, I got sick and it was just too much and I just couldn't handle it. Folks, that's not freedom. That's not freedom. What's the hope? Listen, there is a source of freedom out there that knows no boundaries and not only will free you from the outward physical struggle, but will free you from that inner personal struggle. Get this in your handout. If you desire true, lasting freedom from the strongholds in your life, then you must find a source of freedom that is true and lasting. Look at John chapter 8, verse 36. A simple verse, very straightforward verse, but it says so much. This is Jesus speaking here. And listen what he says about himself. He says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for this opportunity here. And what a blessing it is to be able to share your word and to teach your word. Lord, what a blessing Pastor Dan has been what a privilege it is to allow me to speak your word this morning. Lord, I pray this morning just to come before the church now just as a humble servant, Lord. Just use me today to share your truth, your wisdom, your knowledge and understanding. And Lord, help us all to just have hearts eager and ready to learn and grow from your word. Lord, help us to see the principles that you're going to teach us this morning. And how, Lord, a life lived in you, through you, Lord, is a life of freedom. Lord, we give you all the thanks and all the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Jesus says, if I will make you free, I'll make you free indeed. So this morning we're going to look at two principles and we're going to see why Jesus Christ is the true source of freedom. The first one here in your handout is because Jesus Christ is the only source of true freedom. He is the only source of true freedom. In the verses here leading up to verse 36, Jesus is speaking to the people of Israel. They've kind of gathered around and he's encouraging them to continue in his words. He says, continue in my words. And as a result, he says, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So here Jesus is telling them, my words are truth. And the truth then will set you free. Here he is giving them the source of freedom. And what do? They say, well, wait a minute. We're not in bondage. We're not in slavery. What do we need to be free from? And then look at verse 34. They're like, hey, we're part of Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage to any man. And then verse 34, Jesus answered him. He said, verily, verily. And boy, when Jesus said, verily, verily, you better perk up. He's getting ready to say some important things. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin, look at this, is the servant of sin. Man, that word servant is slave. You're in bondage. Listen, whoever committeth a sin, man, you're in bondage to that sin. According to what Jesus said, and get this in your handout, it says, if you make a decision to follow after sin, okay? You make those choices to follow after sin, you will be a slave to sin. And listen, according to God's word, every single one of us is a sinner. In your handout, it's got Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That word all, that's a kicker. Let me tell you, that means all of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible makes it very clear that everyone is a sinner. And listen, what you need to be concerned with is the result of that sin. Is the result of sin. If everyone's a sinner, then what's the result? Well, the Bible is very clear on that as well. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." In your handout, it has Romans 6:23a. It says, "For the wages of sin is death." There's the result of sin. Folks, there's only one final outcome for a person that is still in his sins. And that outcome is death. Sounds kind of bleak. Kind of goes, man, what kind of message is this on Sunday morning? I thought it was about freedom. Is there really freedom out there? Look at John 8:36 again. Look at what Jesus said. Simple verse, straightforward. Look what he says about freedom. First of all, it's in Jesus Christ. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." He shall make you free. So if Christ is the source of freedom, and he says he'll make you free, how does he make you free? Well, that phrase, "make you free," means to liberate, to break the chains, out of slavery, into freedom, to liberate. In your handout, it says you are liberated through Jesus Christ by simply trusting in him by faith. You are made free by simply trusting in him. Up on the PowerPoint, I got Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. It says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Look, we were without strength. There's absolutely nothing that we could do to find that freedom. But praise the Lord, it says in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus Christ did all the work. All you got to do is trust in him. All you got to do is trust. He paid the penalty for your sins on the cross. And then he did an awesome work 3 days later. He died. He suffered and he died upon the cross. He took the punishment for that sin and died. But then 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He defeated death. He defeated sin. And what's important for you to grasp about finding freedom is that there is absolutely nothing you can do to earn it or work for it. Folks, that's why people, they stay away from the stuff for 10 years and then struggle hits and they're back because they're trying to do it from their own strength. Christ says, listen, God's word says we were without strength, but Christ has all the strength. Trust in Christ. Listen, when Jesus Christ conquered death and sin on the cross, it was a done deal. It's a done deal. He did it all for you. In your handout, it says, all you have to do is simply accept the gift that Jesus gave you through his death, burial, and resurrection. All you got to do is accept it. Look up on the PowerPoint, Romans 6:23. We saw the first part, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. That's the result of our sin. But now look at the rest. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." It's a gift. Accepting the gift of God by placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ is the greatest decision you can make in your struggle with addictions. Hand it over to him. Rest in his strength. Rest in his hope. Listen, you may for a season be able to keep yourself away from that bondage under your own strength, under your own willpower. But all of us have a breaking point. All of us have a breaking point. But man, with Christ, there is no breaking point. He's paid it all. Don't try and work for your freedom. Trust in Christ. Listen, right here I got the world's greatest pen. Man, let me tell you, this is an awesome pen. I love it. And Rob, I want you to have it. This pen will do amazing things for you. It's the greatest pen in the world. I want you to have it. But I need you to paint my house. I need you to mow my yard. I need you to do 300 push-ups. And I need you to run 20 miles. And then you can have this. Is that a gift? No. Listen, if that's what was laid before me, I'd probably be dead before I reached the pen. Man, running 20, there maybe was a day when I was in the Marine Corps, let me tell you. It's been a long time since those days. Listen, what kind of hope is that? That isn't hope. Folks, you don't have to work for it. God tells us it's a gift. Man, it's a gift. It's just simply, Rob, I want you to have it. Have the world's greatest gift. And all he has to do is reach out and accept it. He just has to reach out and accept that gift. That's what God has done through Jesus Christ on the cross. You don't have to try and work to be free from that bondage. You don't have to struggle. Man, give it to him. Give it to him. Jesus said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Listen, he doesn't lie. That's a truth you can stand on. Listen, when you do that, you'll not just find a temporary outward freedom. You're going to find a true and eternal freedom. Listen, why is Jesus Christ the true source of freedom? Well, he's the only source of true freedom. No matter what the world may tell you, he's the only source of true freedom. And the second thing is, because freedom in Christ is a secure freedom. It's a secure freedom. In John 8:36, Jesus Christ makes two great statements. The first states that it is in him where freedom is really found. Okay? It's in him. And the second is that when you become free in Christ, you're free indeed. Man, that word indeed, that's a great word. It means really. It means, yeah, just like it said, really. No, you're free. Really. You can believe it. Really, you're free. It means certainly, of a truth. It means that word verily. You know, when Jesus said verily, verily, he's saying indeed, indeed. Listen to me. It's true. According to Webster, indeed means without question, undeniably. Jesus says, when I make you free, you are free without question, undeniably. In other words, in Jesus Christ, you never have to wonder whether you are truly free or not. You are free the moment you trust in him. Doesn't matter what anyone else may tell you, what the world may tell you, what kind of weird thoughts you may be popping in your head. Man, Jesus says, I made you free without a doubt. And that is a freedom you can rest in and you can trust. So now you may be out there thinking, wait a minute. I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Why am I still struggling? Why am I still dealing with these issues? Well, the fact of the matter is, listen, we live in a sin-cursed world. When we trust Christ as our Savior, he doesn't take us home right away. We're still stuck in these earthen vessels, these fleshly bodies. Paul says in Romans 7:18, he says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, in my physical body, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. We still have struggles. We're still surrounded by sin-cursed people. Our bodies still age. Our bodies still get disease. We're still faced with temptations. But listen, you are still in the flesh. But in your handout it says, but it no longer defines who you are. You may be in the flesh, but that isn't who you are anymore. When you're in Christ, man, your physical body, that's not who you are. Look up on the PowerPoint, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. He says, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh. That word conversation means conduct. In other words, he's talking to believers here. Paul writes and he says, among whom also we all had our conversation, our conduct in times past. Where? In the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened, that means made alive, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Folks, listen, when you trust Christ, the struggles of your fleshly life are no longer who you are anymore. Don't let anyone tell you that you're a druggie, you're a drunkard, you're a fool, you lack strength, because you don't. Paul says that's who you were. But man, we're in Christ, and we've been given heavenly blessings. We've been made alive by the grace of God, and He's raised us up together. Listen, you don't have to struggle with the flesh. It doesn't define who you are anymore. In Christ, you have been set free. Listen, another great principle to grasp is that when you are free in Christ, it is a freedom that is totally secure and cannot be taken away from you. You can trust your freedom in Christ and never have to doubt your position in Him. You can trust in that freedom that He has given you. Never have to doubt your position in Him. Look up at the PowerPoint, Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. What's that next part? Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you're in Christ, there is absolutely nothing, nothing that can take you away from His love. You can rest and stand on that security that you have in Christ. And He says here in those verses that you are more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Man, there's been some great conquerors in this world. Alexander the Great, man, conquered the known world. Persia, moved on to India. Look at the Roman Empire and all it conquered. Great conquerors, Caesar, Napoleon, go on and on and on. Christ says, you're more than all them. You're more than all them. You are more than a conqueror. Listen, you may still be living in the flesh, but the power of the flesh no longer has to rule in your life. It does not have to rule in your life. Get this. Get this. Jesus Christ conquered that bondage. And as a result, you are made more than a conqueror through Christ. And listen, in your handout, Jesus Christ will give you the strength to make it through the struggles that come your way. He will. Man, times will be tough. You'll be hurting. That temptation will just be pulling at you. Man, you can turn to Him. You can turn to Him. And He'll give you that strength. He's already given you the victory. It's already yours to stand in. You're more than a conqueror. Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. He says, speaking of Christ, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Folks, that ain't something going to happen. When you trust Christ, it's a done deal. He's delivered you from the power of darkness. Now, you can sit there and wallow in it. But man, He's already delivered you from it. Man, you turn on Him, you rest in His strength, you'll be out of that darkness. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. In your handout, many of you probably know this verse, Philippians 4:13. Says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And listen, Paul, in the context, he's saying here that when I have nothing, or I have everything. Doesn't matter whether I'm abased or I'm abounding. I can do all things through Christ. You can rest in that freedom. You can be free from the darkness, that bondage of this world. Man, but it's through Christ. He's the only source of freedom. He's the only source of true freedom. And man, He's a secure freedom. He'll never let you go. You can trust in that. Your struggles, listen, with the strongholds in your life, can seem overwhelming. But listen, they don't have to define who you are. And they don't have to control your life anymore. The last point in your handout says Jesus Christ is the true source of freedom. And when you place your trust in Him, He alone liberates you from the power that sin and bondage have on your life. But now listen. Stay focused up here. Listen, when you take this step though, this isn't going to mean that troubles are going to go away. Remember, we're still in a sin-cursed world. We're still surrounded by sin-cursed people. We still are in the flesh and we still have struggles. Listen, this is why it becomes important to spend time with the Lord in prayer each day. Spend time reading and studying His Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to study. You got to be in His Word. That's where His truth is. That's where you're going to find that hope. But then you need to be in fellowship with other believers that can help you in those tough times, that can help you stand on that strength that Christ provides. Folks, listen to me. I'm not saying this for just fun. I'm standing up here today before you because of the freedom that Christ gave in my life. Folks, this past April was 7 years since a cigarette touched these lips. And I'm telling you now, they will never, ever touch these lips again. This November will be 7 years since alcohol ever went down my throat. And it never will. But listen, I tried with the smoking, I tried the patches, the gum, the tapes. I tried pulling my hair. Didn't do anything. I tried going to my friends, help me with this, I got a problem. I got a problem with drinking. You guys know it, I'm acting like a fool. No problem, we'll help you. Here, have a bottle of water, we're going to drink the six pack. Man, there was no freedom, there was no hope. Until I finally gave it all to Christ. People say, how'd you get off the smoking? First, I gave it all to Him. I carried a pocket Bible around. Instead of pulling out a pack of cigarettes, I pulled out God's Word. And I've called people saying, listen, I'm going to be late because I got pulled over on the side of the road and I got to do a little Bible study. Man, when that struggle came on me, man, I pulled out God's word. Instead of having a 10-minute smoke break, I ended up having a 20-minute Bible study. Man, and his word gets in you. And those are the principles that you stand on. That's the truth. Freedom can be found. I'm telling you this. But it's only in Jesus Christ. That's why tomorrow night, all of you should have gotten one of these. It's a flyer for tomorrow night, our ministry that's starting, Freedom Found Ministry. Every Monday night, we have a 13-week set of curriculum that we go through. We call it Freedom Foundations. It's 13 foundational lessons from God's Word on how you can be free through Christ. Man, you want to know what God's Word says about it? Come there, Monday nights, Freedom Foundations. You'll get 13 key principles. And listen, if you're nervous about coming on Monday and you're praying about it, and 2 weeks later, you can start anytime. You can go through it as many times as you need to. Just come. Man, God's word won't return void. Just come. And I'll encourage, if you're a family member, if you're a family member and you don't know what to do, come. Come. These principles will help you. And then every Friday night, starting this coming Friday night, we have Freedom Found Fellowship. It's just another opportunity to come out, real relaxed environment, come as you are. I don't care if you just come straight from the beach, bring your surfboard with you. I don't care, because what's important is getting God's Word. And Friday night, you're going to have another opportunity to hear God's Word in a Bible study, but then we're going to have a time of just fellowship. Sit down at some tables, enjoy some great food, get to know each other, and come together as a family. Listen, with these two nights starting on Friday, it gives you so much opportunity to learn and grow in God's Word. You now got Monday night, you got Wednesday night, you got Friday night, you got Sunday morning and Sunday night. Man, take advantage of this opportunity. You don't have to struggle with this bondage. You can be free, but that freedom is only going to be found in Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now.